Stand by for the Terry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Terry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. Today's guest is my buddy Baron Robinson, who is back this year. It's the first time you've been back this year, isn't it?
First this year, yeah. It's good to be here.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And how's your New Year going so far?
So far, it's a little wet and rainy, but it's going well.
It's going to get a lot worse, I think.
I think it's going to get a lot worse, yeah.
Yeah, they're saying we're supposed to get some real heavy rain.
Well, it's pretty heavy rain right now.
Well, that's why we're not outside.
That's right. That's
right. I was going to open the skyline here, and we'll have it, you know, but too much rain.
Exactly.
How you been?
I'm good. It's been a great New Year.
Baron, of course, is with Kickin' Cancer. Kind of a rough year last year, wasn't it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It was a rough year because of the changes with COVID. We rethought how to get our message out with Kickin' Cancer, and I would say that 2020 was our strongest year.
Really?
So those that have followed what we've been doing for a couple of years, we were sharing information. We were doing sit-down seminars and bringing in guest speakers, and we did a full-blown workshop a year ago in January. And when COVID hit in March, I realized people weren't going to come and sit and listen to a speaker. You know, we just couldn't do that. Things were, the world was changing. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to stop giving that message out. So we went to a Facebook Live format. And I said to Brenda, use your phone like a camera. Go to Facebook Live and just talk to your phone. And 3,000 people watched her message.
Get out of here.
Isn't that amazing?
You're kidding.
Yeah, she sat there in Yuma, Arizona. Yep, 120 degrees. And she gave a great little talk. She showed people what her juice machine looks like. She showed them what she eats. She talked about choices we have to make. And then we put it on Facebook, and people began to share it. And by the time a week had gone by, 3,000 people had seen that seminar.
No kidding.
Well, now you can take the link from the seminar. We have all those seminars on our website now. COVID has certainly changed the way that the world looks at things, but I said we can't stop this message. We have to do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strong.
I now know somebody that has passed from COVID, and it was somebody that I would have never thought, as a former disc jockey that I used to work with years ago, and he was in great shape, great health.
Yeah.
And he caught it, and it took his life.
3 weeks ago, Brenda got COVID.
Oh, and like she needs that, too. On top of everything else, she needs that.
On top of cancer.
Yeah.
I called her, and she was sounding kind of sniffly on the phone, but you know, it is kind of flu and cold season.
Right.
And then she sends me this text that she said she had lost her sense of taste. Well, that's a pretty distinct symptom of COVID. So I called her. I said, well, what are you doing? Well, now realize for those that have listened, Brenda attacks her cancer internally. Her immune system is pretty strong what she's doing. She took her vitamin D up to over 10,000 units, which is a really high dose of vitamin D, but it's gone. She got rid of the COVID. And the reality is, with everything you hear on the news, there are people who die from COVID. Usually they have some other symptoms, and that makes it even worse. But 99% of people survive COVID. So, you know, Brenda had a pretty bad bout for about...
She's doing okay now?
She's doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talked to her a couple days ago. She's doing great.
She's a little fighter, isn't she?
She is. She is.
I bet she kept you in line as you guys were growing up.
We had a good time together.
Yeah, I bet she kept you in line.
In fact,
she certainly kept me in line when she was here.
She had a good time talking with you here in the studio. She did.
Well, that's good. So she's doing okay now, though?
Yeah. In fact, I remember we did our first radio interview in Portland right after we did that very first Spartan race. And Brenda called in from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, cancer didn't take me down, and neither did the Spartan race.
Oh, good for her. Good for her. What else went on in last year? With Kickin' Cancer?
Well, we didn't stop our Go Team concept. We did still find ways to rally around people every quarter. Third quarter, the restrictions weren't quite as tight. If you remember July and August, things were still a little looser in July and August. And we had rallied around a gal named Rebecca Smith that lives in Lebanon. And we had a great event at Honky Tonk.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have heard me tell this story, but we were doing a silent auction to raise some money for Rebecca.
Okay.
And the guy that was the auctioneer was a regular there at Honky Tonks, and he used to be a big-time wrestler. And he was really...
And you're being the typical smart aleck.
Are you going to run the joke?
No, but I got a feeling I know where this is going.
He was really nervous about being the auctioneer.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you don't have to have all the lingo down. You just need to keep the crowd engaged. You need to keep them bidding on the items. And I said, if for whatever reason the bidding slows down, I've got an idea. The bidding did kind of slow down a little bit. And I came to him, I said, we just need to get them engaged again. So let's just do some big time wrestling trash talk. And he said, or I could body slam you. Yeah, you could do that too. Now, we were in the patio area at Honky Tonk. So it was pure concrete out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought we were just going to joke around, and he said, "You dude, get off my stage. I got this. We're fine." He says, "If you don't get off my stage, I'm going to body slam you." And somebody in the crowd said, "I got $40 to body slam." The bidding got to $100 for a body slam. And I looked at him, and his eyes changed. I could tell he was going back into big-time wrestling mode, and I thought, oh, crap, I'm in so much trouble right now. But it was $100. You know, and so he was wearing a cowboy hat, and I said, dude, can I wear your hat? For anyone who doesn't know, don't mess with the cowboy's hat.
No.
And so I reached up. He said, you touch my hat, I'm going to body slam you. So just to be a smart aleck, I touched his hat. He comes in, he grabs me by the legs, pulled me. I weigh 240. He pulls me over his head, spun me around, and slammed me down on that concrete.
Real hard slam then.
It took the wind out of me. And we actually have a really fun video that we're going to put up on our...
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
You know, what's so funny is, in thinking through this, people are like, tell me I was so crazy. I said, that took about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Rebecca's been dealing with multiple health issues for 30 years.
Sure.
You know, we raised over $12,000 that day.
Nice. Years ago, I got caught up with the wrestling here. Somebody asked me if I'd come down and announce or introduce the wrestlers. I said, as long as I don't get hurt. That was the key there. And I said, they can't touch me. The promoter went into the locker room before it and says, okay, this is our announcer. He's a radio personality. You cannot touch him. You can get in his face all you want, but do not touch him. And you know, the wrestlers all said, okay. And so when I'm introducing one of the bad guys, I guess they call him a heel. And he comes in there and he's right in my face because I mispronounced his name. And so I look at him and I go, push me. And he goes, seriously? And I go, yeah, push me. So he shoves me, and I fell back into the ring there. The promoter's eyes got so big, and I thought, oh, no, no. So afterwards, he says, he's done. I'll get rid of him. I go, no. I told him he could push me. And he says, why would you do that? I go, I don't know, but he pushed awful hard. It did hurt.
Well, I know that before this guy and I had talked through this body slam, and I can tell you now, having gone through this, big-time wrestling is real.
Sure it is.
And it is choreographed.
Sure it is.
Because he said, land flat on your back so that the muscles in your back take the impact.
Right, right.
And his job was to hold my neck, my head, so my head doesn't slam into the concrete.
Right.
And if you see when you see the video, it's very realistic, but he made sure I didn't get hurt.
Yeah, and
got the crowd going, though.
It is, they pretty much have an idea who's going to win the match. It's prearranged. But get in the ring with Hulk Hogan for 5 minutes and see how long you last.
Yeah.
You know? You'd see me running so fast, your head would spin.
Well, I'll tell you, when Brian picked me up, I knew big-time wrestling was real. Yeah. I'm like, this guy is strong.
You raised some money then.
We did. We raised about $12,000, and once we paid off...
What do you
off,
do with all that money you raised? I mean, are you buying and driving around a new Cadillac or something?
You know, I wish. No. This is one of the greatest things about what I do. We wrote a check to Rebecca for over $10,000.
Did you really? Nice.
And she went and paid off her house.
Nice.
She actually said... I took the check to her, and she was all, you know, congratulatory. We got the picture, and about 5 minutes later, she said she sat in her car and started crying because she realized she had a check big enough to pay off her house.
Now, what's her background?
So she has multiple sclerosis and muscular dystrophy.
Oh, come on.
And disc degeneration, and she's battling blood cancer.
Ouch.
She is just a walking medical mess.
Yeah.
She said someday she's... This is the crazy thing. When I met her, she's married. We start the whole GO team. We get a picture. Her husband's a professional photographer.
Okay.
The first part of June, he has a massive heart attack and died. I said, do you still want to move forward with this? We'll support you. And she said, yes. And so we actually designed a really cool blue shirt that said Rallying for Ralph. And she helped sell 52 of them, got shirts in Montana and Texas and Arkansas. And we gave her $10 of every shirt that we sold. So we raised $10,000 the day of the event and another $520 from the sale of those shirts. Life just handed her a tough deal all at once, and we said, let's just step in. Let's step in and help.
But right now, Rebecca's doing pretty good?
Rebecca's doing great, yeah. She is dealing with the fact that the guy she was married with for so long is not there, and that's probably the hardest part for her.
Sure.
But I did reach out to her, and I said, can you write down what we did for you and what that meant? And so if you go to our website, kicking-cancer.org, where it says about and says testimonials, there's a testimonial from Rebecca, and she talks about us stepping in and helping her out. So yeah, she's doing good. I think she's adjusting good. To new life. She's definitely feeling healthy again. So yeah, life is good. Yeah,
so what do you guys do? Every quarter, you go out and you look out for somebody, and you have them come on in and join your...
In fact, it was interesting. When we were finishing up the third quarter, Rebecca actually sent me a message and says, I have a friend named Jennifer who is battling lung cancer. So she kind of recommended the next one. Mm-hmm. So fourth quarter for us was Jennifer Beaumont. And that news...
She's out of Albany, right?
She's out of Albany, correct.
Okay. What do we know about her?
This is a crazy, crazy story. 1 year ago now, she thought she had pneumonia. She goes into the hospital. They said, you don't have pneumonia. They were doing a few tests. COVID hit, and they didn't follow up on the test that they were doing because the only thing that seemed to matter in March of last year was COVID. By May, they decided to go back and double-check those tests. They said, you need to come in for another test. Something's not right. Turns out she had stage 4 lung cancer.
Oh, no.
But the crazy thing, Terry, is she didn't just have one tumor. She had 3 tumors with different pathological signatures. So
what?
she had stage 4 lung cancer 3 times at the same time.
Well, that can't be good.
No.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
In the middle of July, they cut out the tumors. In August, they got the lymph nodes to stop the spread. At the end of September last year, she started chemotherapy. So we stepped in October to support her. And the challenge we had was every plan we had to support was killed because of the next ruling guideline that Governor Brown had in place. So she works for the Corvallis Knights baseball team. And so the plan was to go down to Goss Stadium, which is where she works, and bring in as many spectators as we could. At the time, it was 250. You could have 250 in the baseball stadium. And then just show a big show of support for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the governor said you can't have people in the stadiums. So we said, okay, fine. She works for the Corvallis Knights. So we were going to get different restaurants to have a night, an evening, to go out to eat. But then the governor said, no, you can't actually sit down in a restaurant anymore. You have to.
Why are you guys telling the governor what you're going to do?
I know. Stop doing that.
Just quit calling her.
Yeah. So what we wound up doing was we set up a drive-by and had an event on Facebook, got the word out to a bunch of her friends, had about 25 cars show up and drive by her house. So as you go to our website on the main page, you'll actually see a picture of Jennifer. She's wearing the yellow beanie. And the other 4 people are her staff, people she works with at Corvallis Knights. And that was the day of the drive-by. The great thing is, the first part of December, she was supposed to start, she had finished her chemo, she was supposed to start radiation, and she sends me a text, and she says, I've kicked cancer in the donkey so hard, I don't have to have radiation.
Nice.
And then she
nice.
Sends me a text a week ago, and she says the cancer's gone.
Completely gone?
They can't find it.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it's a combination, okay? So she had it aggressive. They had to treat it aggressively. She had this massive showing of support from her friends, and you could see it in her eyes. She was so thrilled they showed up. And I believe her cells responded to that support. And that's what kicking cancer is all about.
A lot of it, we've talked about before, a lot of it is mind over matter. I don't care what anybody says, it is. And I told you before that when my mom was diagnosed, they said she's got 4 to 6 weeks, and she says, I won't be ready then. And she went 1.5 years.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you just never know. We need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest, Barron, you brought somebody in with you. We're going to introduce them in our next segment here. You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. More in just a minute. Stick around. We're just getting warmed up.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
Welcome back to The Terry Saul Weekend Show. My special guest today is my buddy Baron Robinson, and you brought somebody in with you. Who'd you bring in with you?
You know, I have had the pleasure of meeting Mike about a month and a half ago, and Mike is an owner of Odd Mo's Pizza, mm-hmm. co-owner of Cascade Fruit and Produce, but he started something, and we have been able to create a really cool partnership together. And, you know, as opposed to me telling you everything he did, I think you should just talk to Mike. Let him tell you.
You think so?
Well, it's your show.
What, are you my producer now?
It's your show. Do whatever you want,
yeah,
Terry.
Okay. I didn't realize you were the director of this show here. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Very well.
Mike Sublet, is that what right?
Correct.
Okay. And you own Cascade Fruit and Produce?
I'm one of them.
One of them?
Yeah.
The fruit or the produce?
Yeah, more the fruit than the produce, trust me.
Yeah, and then you also, you're one of the owners of Odd Mo's Pizza?
Yeah, there's a whole family of us in this, so.
Yeah. How many Odd Mo's do they have out there?
We have 8.
In this area here?
We have 4 here in this area. We also have, like, McMinnville, Tannisborn, Newburgh, and Canby.
Which especially?
Pizza.
It's pizza.
But no, we like to say we have Northwest style pizza.
What's the Northwest style pizza?
You know, we're in the Willamette Valley. Everything's nice and fresh.
Do you ever put garlic on pizza?
Oh yeah,
garlic is good on anything. I'll put garlic on my Cheerios in the morning if I could get away with it. Garlic is good on everything. We had my granddaughter over this past weekend. She's 4 years old. We asked her, "What do you want?" She says, "Pizza, pizza, Grandpa." I said, "All right, we're gonna do pizza." She likes those kind that you can make from at home there. Mm-hmm. And so we went and we got all the stuff, and she's making. She goes, "Grandpa," I go, "What?" She just cheese. She goes, "I like pineapple," and I says, "On pizza?" She goes, "Yeah." And I looked at my wife. She says, "Do we have any pineapple?" She goes, "Yeah, but on pizza." And we put it on the pizza. She loved it. And it's like, okay, whatever, kid.
It's one of the most popular pizzas we have in the area.
Pineapple?
Canadian bacon and pineapple.
Really?
Probably number 2.
There you go. How long have you been dealing with pizza? How long have you been in the dough business?
About 33 years, 34
have you
years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do before Odd Mo's?
I used to be the director of operations for a chain of stores down in Sacramento.
Yeah.
But kind of a vagabond when it comes to the industry. I've been all over the place doing different.
What was the chain of stores?
It's called Pizza Guys.
Okay.
They have about 60 units
Remember
right
Shakey's?
Now. Yes.
Do they ever have a Shakey's up here? I know in California where I live, they used to always have Shakey's pizza.
Yep. They've been.
Still around?
Yes.
Are they really?
They're far and few, but they're still here.
At Odd Mo's, do you guys throw the dough up in the air and catch it and do like they do on television and all the fancy stuff?
Yep. I can throw it behind my head and spin it around all kinds of ways.
Okay, let's talk about what happens when it hits the ceiling.
It goes in the trash. We start with a new dough.
Start all over again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Other than Odd Mo's, let's talk about the Cascade Fruit and Produce. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's an early morning business, and that's the one downfall for it. But what's nice about
start
it
is... Start it the night before.
See,
you learn a lot, Mike, when you come in here with me. You learn things. So it's an early morning business? Why is that?
Well, you know, we get all of our stuff gets delivered to us in the morning between 3 and 5, and then we get there.
Why?
And, you know, we deal with restaurants and schools and, you know, hospitals and things like that. So
at
it's an early morning business.
3 in the morning?
Well, we get there and get, we usually start at 5. We have the crews come in at 5 o'clock, and by 6:30.
What time do you get in there? 8:45?
No, about 4:45.
Really?
Yeah.
What time do you get up every morning?
About 3:30. I know.
I get up at 3:30. It's for one reason and one reason only, and it's right back to bed. Jeez. So how did you get involved with Baron here?
Actually, I was at work, and a friend had posted something.
You made the mistake
online.
Of answering the phone, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened to here.
And Baron got involved in the conversation, and that's how we connected. And then we just started chatting about that and got to know the commonalities in this whole battle with cancer. I really loved what he was doing. And, you know, I had had to deal with some family members recently as well that had passed. And so it really resonated to me what he was doing. We had started a campaign through Odd Mo's to deal with charities and cancer and awareness and things like that. And I just really wanted to tie my rope to his wagon. And do what I could to support him. He was doing a really good job at, you know, spreading the messages and the things he was doing with the community, and it's just something that I wanted to be a part of.
You have never had an experience with cancer yourself, though. I mean, you had family members that have gone through it.
Yes. My sister passed when she was a little over 30 from adenoid cystic carcinoma. And then my mom just passed with lung cancer. So
that's what my mom. We lost my mom to lung cancer too.
From the time I got involved, it was about 5 months, and it was just
really.
I went to her. She said, "Michael, would you mind coming to an appointment with me?" And I'm like, "Well, of course, mom. You know, because my mom and I are just so close. You know?
Yeah.
And I went to the appointment. I'm like, "Well, this is kind of I knew where we were at, and I was like, okay. And so, but that was the first time was when the doctor looked at me and said, "You know, your mom's got stage four." So
my mom when I went with her too, I don't think she ever knew my name. She used to always refer to me as the damn dummy. We go into the doctor's office there, and she goes, "This is my damn dummy son." I go, "Ma, I have a name. I have a name." To this day, I don't think she even remembered what it was. But it's, you know, when you hear about that with a parent, it kind of tugs at the strings a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she went 5 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but it happened, it's so fast. You know, it's like from the moment you get told, you know, your life just changes at that moment. And then you do everything you can to, you know, put the pieces together.
Yeah, I told Baron the story before that when we found out that my mom had cancer there, she told us she wanted to read a book. She said, "I need to read a book." So we went to actually went to Costco, and she was looking at some books there. She took one book and she turned it sideways to see how thick it was. She goes, "I'll never finish this in time." And I thought, "Well, you will if you shut up and start reading now."
Yeah.
It's good, but
it's amazing how those little things, you know, are the things.
For Christmas that year, we gave her a calendar, and I ripped off the last 6 months. And when she looked at it, she says, "Where's the rest of it?" I go, "You're not going to need it." And she thought that was the funniest thing that I've ever done.
Which is the important piece of this, is like to have to approach it with that kind of mindset.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, it's tough. And the other thing is that when I remember we went with my mom to the coast, she used to love to go to the coast and just sit there and watch the ocean. And her and I were sitting there one day and on this little picnic bench there. And I thought, you know what, now is the time that I need to tell her anything that I haven't told her yet. And I looked over at her and I just said, "You know, Mom, I do love you," because I never told her that. And she never told us that either. And she goes, "Yeah, I know." And I said, "That's it? No, I love you back, son," or anything like that. Or, "I love you back, you damn dummy." Nothing. Once it's over, boy, I'd give anything for her to pick up the phone and call me right now, start screaming and yelling. It's over. It's over.
Yep.
So if you know anybody, and we've talked about this before, Baron, you and I have, if you know anybody and you need to tell them whatever, tell them. Tell them now before it's too late. We only have less than a minute left in this segment, but what do you do with Baron here?
Well, like I said, we're just getting started, but we've been talking about some different ways of getting together and moving forward with some of the programs that he has. At this point, that's really where we're at, is strategy. But
okay.
And one of the great things, Terry, right now is on our website, it has partners, and it'll take you to Odmo's charity page.
Okay.
And in the tip about getting more produce, there's a link to his Cascade Produce page. So we've already created some links.
Need to take a short break. Back in just a minute. Stick around.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group. We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We're back. This is The Terry Saul Weekend Show, Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host. Today we're talking with my buddy Baron, and we also have Mike Sublett, who is from Cascade Fruit and Produce and Odmo's Pizza. That must take up quite a bit of your time between the two businesses there, right?
I have just enough time to squeeze this in.
Let's talk about some of the goals, Baron. You haven't pissed me off yet today. Is there something that you want to do that will...
Don't we just jump right into it?
Go ahead.
The great thing, Terry, I think that with the conversation you and I have is I have like 3 or 4 books that I've used to educate myself.
To irritate me.
And irritate you. And it's amazing how this stuff, it's there, we don't know about it, but whenever I bring it to your attention, it always makes you mad. And I
could be having the best day, and all of a sudden Baron will come in there, and I leave, and I'm just like pissed.
I do remember that when I told you that Brenda was coming, you said I had to stay on the other side of I-5. I couldn't come in the
studio.
That's
right. Didn't want you in here.
Well, the great thing is with the relationship that Mike and I are developing between our two companies, we want to show people that there are healthier options. We're not telling you don't eat pizza. That's not what we're saying. But you know what? If you had a thick crust pizza with triple cheese and maybe that's not a healthy option.
The good stuff.
Yeah. Healthy is a mindset, and you have to start moving. And I drew a diagram, and obviously your listeners can't see it, but I just saw this is a bridge, Okay. For the listeners to kind of get an idea, I just said on one side of the bridge, we say it's simple, but it's not easy. We know the stuff we want to do, we should do it, and it's simple, it's just not easy. That's where you're at now. Now, we want to try to make it across that bridge to a place where you want to be. So now the simple is now easier.
Okay.
And we're making it easier because if you go to our website, we give you 3 tips. Reduce your sugar, get some movement, get more plants in your diet. Great. What do I do? There's a link now from our website straight to Cascade Fruit and Produce, and they will sell you a box of produce shipped to your house.
Get out of here. Is he telling the truth?
He is?
Yeah. What's in that box?
Well, you know what's nice about it is you kind of build the box the way you like it, but we do have some
garlic
boxes that are pre-made that...
Garlic.
Garlic?
Lots of garlic.
Yeah, we have garlic.
How big of a box is this thing?
Normally, it would be for a family between 4 and 6 is our standard box. People can build boxes smaller than that if they're between 2 and 3. We've got some people that order multiple boxes that have larger families.
What does a box run?
Starts at about 20.
Mm-hmm.
And goes up to about 40.
Yeah, that's not bad then.
No, and you do get a lot of produce and stuff inside. So
how was it shipped?
Bright and shiny in the morning. We load them all up fresh, pick them all in the morning, and then deliver them out the same day.
So you hand deliver them then?
Yeah, so we get
about
6 to 7 pallets of fruit and vegetables in every morning.
Wow.
And those pallets are emptied and delivered out the very same day. We only have them in our warehouse for about an hour and a half.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
Yeah, so you get it really fresh, which is really the goal. Yeah.
And one of the great things, Terry, is Mike and his staff are working to develop a box. They're going to call it the Kickin' Cancer Produce Box.
Oh, nice.
And it'll be that really fun pink that they have that you'll see on their website. But in that box, we're going to put a sheet that tells you why tomatoes fight cancer, why broccoli fights. So tomatoes have a chemical called lycopene, and prostate cancer specifically hates lycopene. If you're eating tomatoes, great, but why? Well, it has this, and it fights cancer, you know? Broccoli has a chemical called sulforaphane, and cancer in general hates sulforaphane. And you've heard Brenda talk about the broccoli sprouts. If you're getting a box of produce, now I want you to understand why this produce is so valuable in the fight against cancer.
Last night, we were having dinner with some friends, and of course, my one thing that I can't stand is broccoli.
You talk about it all the time.
And I just don't like broccoli. And if you remember back several years ago, President Bush the Elder said, I'm the president of the United States, and I'm not going to eat broccoli if I don't have to, because I don't want to. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to eat broccoli. So last night we were talking. They were telling me how good broccoli is for you. I don't care. I don't like it. And if you keep talking about it, I'm going to leave the table. We finally decided that on Super Bowl Sunday, coming up in whatever it is, I'm going to sit down and have some broccoli.
Well, I'm going to give you a tip that might be even easier with the broccoli.
Garlic on it.
Put garlic on it, yeah. If you go to Life Source on commercial, they have broccoli sprouts.
What's a broccoli sprout?
Do you know what an alfalfa sprout is?
Yeah.
Same concept, except it's broccoli instead of alfalfa.
Well,
Brenda actually grows her own broccoli sprouts.
Yeah.
So you take the sprouts and you put on a sandwich. So like you've got your ham and cheese and then broccoli sprouts. Broccoli sprouts had 500 times more sulforaphane than the broccoli does.
Really?
So if you don't like broccoli, just put the sprouts on your sandwich.
Interesting.
Because the sprouts actually have more sulforaphane anyway.
Is he telling me the truth?
I'm learning.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I have a lot to learn.
But
about.
I did get this from Dr. Cho down at OSU University. She was a speaker last February. She works at the Linus Pauling, and Linus Pauling building at OSU is getting... So the Linus Pauling building at Oregon State University is getting clinical data to prove that food is medicine. And I learned this from her.
Really?
So
if you had to pick one food, what would be the best thing?
Tomatoes.
See, I hate tomatoes too.
Oh, my, that's 2 strikes. Broccoli and tomatoes, those are your 2 big ones. But
I like garlic.
I can't.
And Cheerios.
The other one I'd tell you would be any of the dark vegetables like spinach, kale, all those ones. I'm just bad. I'm striking out with you, dude.
You
I'm
haven't
sorry.
Mentioned one thing.
Cheerios.
Okay. How about a carrot?
Carrots are good.
Okay.
They really are. And they are good for your eyes as much as people give you a hard time about it.
All right.
The sheets you're going to get in your Kickin' Cancer box from Cascade Produce will tell you why this is so valuable for you.
I don't like you today.
Well, I'm going to make you madder then.
Okay, go ahead.
The government is not helping us.
Well, surprise, surprise.
On this station, there's a book that this lady, her name is Dr. Carolyn Leaf. She actually has a PhD in neuroscience, so she understands how the brain works, right?
Okay.
She wrote a book called Think and Eat Yourself Smart.
And there's a picture on there of broccoli and tomatoes.
All the stuff you like.
Avocados.
And in this one particular section, she is talking about how the government altered what we know is supposed to be good. So she says a disturbing example of this is the recent sugar controversy between the U.S. government and the World Health Organization. In 2003, the World Health Organization was concerned about the rising obesity epidemic. This is 17 years ago, 2003. Recommended that the average individual should limit his or her added sugar consumption to less than 10% of your daily calories. Now, they deal with the whole world. So there was an epidemic, obesity, let's get less sugar in your bodies. This percentage was based on a conclusive body of scientific evidence on the dangers of excess sugars in the human diet. However, the sugar industry, unhappy with the limit capped on its product sales in the name of health, put pressure on the U.S. government, which subsequently threatened to withdraw funds from the World Health Organization if they did not change their dietary guidelines. A year later, the 10% added sugar recommendation disappeared from the World Health Organization's global report on diet.
Didn't take you long.
Between 2001 and 2012, 13 of 40 scientists that worked for these reports.
Right.
So 13 said they had no interest to declare.
What?
In other words, they weren't being paid to give information.
Okay.
So the question that Dr. Lee says is, what about the other 27 scientists? So they have 40 scientists that are involved in these reports. Right. 13 of them said, we have no interest to declare. So she says, what about the other 27? Who is possibly influencing these guys? The sugar industry, the meat industry, the dairy industry? The main funder of those reports was Nestle, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi.
And what are they full of? Sugar,
right?
Sugar, and more sugar.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So 17 years ago, the World Health Organization was concerned about the amount of sugar that the world was consuming, but the sugar industry had enough influence on the U.S. government, and the U.S. government told the World Health Organization, change your guidelines, and they did. And now we sit here 17 years later consuming way more sugar than we should. Yeah, they said later in the book, she says that 100 years ago, the average American consumed 4 pounds of added sugar.
Over?
A year.
Seriously?
100 years ago, 4 pounds of added sugar per year. Now the average is over 100 pounds of added sugar per year. And cancer feeds on sugar.
That's a lot of sugar on my Cheerios in the morning.
It is. I knew I was going to piss you off. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You did. So, Mike, what is Osmose doing to help that? I mean, if you know that some of the stuff that you put on pizza is probably not the healthiest you could have, what are you guys doing?
Well, I think quality of toppings is important, but it's also stuff like instead of having that triple thick crust cheese pizza, having
it's so good though.
You can have a thin crust pizza. You know, we also have a cauliflower crust, which is healthier. And, you know, the kind of sauce you put on a pizza, red sauce, is healthier. You know, we have a pesto sauce. And so, and then from that, you have a higher quality cheese. And then you can put a lot of vegetables on there. You know, all our vegetables are hand cut. So you got, you know, green peppers, tomatoes, you know, onions and mushrooms and
broccoli.
No broccoli, thank goodness.
They don't put broccoli on pizzas?
No, I'm kind of where you're at with broccoli. Zero interest.
You guys out me outnumbered on the broccoli.
And as the owner of Osmose, you say, I'm not putting broccoli on pizza.
Nope, not happening.
All right, well, that's good.
But I think that's the real key, Terry, is people need to understand that we have to be healthier. That isn't easy. We're just making it easier. We're trying to make it easier to be healthy. And I love the fact that Mike is working so diligently to bring out the pizza has healthier options. And what we did from our website, we create a link to to the Osmose site to talk about their charity. But we said right on there, Osmose has gluten-free crust, vegan cheese. There are healthier options. Now it's a matter of choices. And that's where it's always difficult, is to make that choice.
Is vegan cheese any good?
You know, we actually found
it. It's just you and me talking. Nobody's listening. It's just you and me talking. Is it
we found a vegan cheese that actually is decent. And
really?
What I mean by that is we've tested it blindly, and a lot of people thought it was just a lighter mozzarella cheese.
Yeah.
So it's not as flavorful, but it still has a good flavor.
What is your favorite pizza?
Oh,
when you go into Odmo's today at lunchtime, what are you going to sit there and fix for yourself?
We have a pizza that's got a Chipotle lime barbecue sauce on it with chicken, bacon, sausage, and lots of cheese. And yes, that is not the healthier option, but man, has it got a lot of flavor.
I know we're going for lunch there.
What's on your website?
Well, as far as the the kicking cancer element to it, we have this charity page, and it's mostly about awareness. It just talks about sharing the message and what people have been dealing with, and that they're not alone. And I think that's really important to know. You had mentioned earlier about you really believe that having the help from the community, the help from friends and things like that can really, really lift somebody's spirits up, which has a good impact. And I really believe that to be true. And so I think awareness is incredibly important. So that's really what we push.
Need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We still have some more to chat with. We're talking with Mike Sublett from Odmo's Pizza and my buddy Baron. More in just a minute. Stick around.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group.
Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. Are you in the market for a new car? Well, if so, I encourage you to do what I do. Head down to Lule's Car Connection. Lule's has been selling quality vehicles for over 30 years. Lule's brokers any new vehicle selling within dealer invoice. But check this out. Lule's has financing with most major lenders and credit unions. So do what I do. Stop by Lule's Car Connection, located at 2055 Mission Street in Salem, and tell them Saltissimo sent you. Lule's Car Connection.
We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group.
Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. You know, when it comes time to move into a new home, it's time to consider Don Lule Homes. The Lule difference is simply setting the bar for quality service in Salem. Find out today about custom-built new home. Don Lule Homes offers open floor plans, quality craftsmanship, and over 50 years of excellent experience in new construction. Beautiful homes are coming soon. Call today and ask for Erica at 503-428-6992. Don Lule Homes. We are back with our final few minutes. Today's guest has been my buddy Baron, and he brought in Mike Sublett from Cascade Fruit and Produce, as well as Odmo's Pizza. How many hours a week you work?
Probably about 60.
Are you married, children?
I do.
Do you remember what they look like?
I've got a very supportive wife. I'm very lucky.
There you go. Baron, what's coming up? We're starting a new year. What do you got coming up?
Well, one of the things I'm really excited about, and unfortunately your listeners can't see it, but I am wearing a red.
I was going to talk to you about that.
What is that
shirt you're wearing?
Well, we realized that the logo is the donkey, and we have shirts now in 29 states. So KSLM has become the voice of the kicking cancer movement. So this shirt actually has the United States on it, and over Oregon it has KSLM. And then randomly there are some donkeys scattered out of the United States.
Aren't you in some other country too?
We're in Ethiopia, Japan, Germany, Italy, France, Scotland, and...
Now, how are all these people finding out about you?
It is just amazing what this message has done globally.
Right.
We have two Facebook pages. So there's Kicking Cancer on Facebook.
Okay.
And then Baron Robison, or the Kicking Cancer Guy. So there's two Facebook pages, us and the company.
Did you notice how he had to get his name in there?
I know, right?
You know, right off the bat?
Well, and the crazy thing is, I actually set that up as Kicking Cancer Guy. Facebook wouldn't let me do that because Kicking Cancer is not really a first name. So then I said KC Guy, and they let me do that for about 6 or 8 months. And then I actually got booted off Facebook. I had to start all over again. So actually it's Baron Robison, but in parentheses, some people can put their maiden name or their nickname. I just put KC Guy.
Right.
So I had to find ways to work with Facebook's rules. It's how we keep our followers hearing what we're talking about. The shirts that are in foreign countries were actually taken there by somebody that lives here that was going. A friend of mine that does the Spartan races with me is from Ethiopia.
Okay.
So last January, he was going home to visit family. And I said, here, I'll give you a shirt. Just leave it in Ethiopia. So he sent me a picture of a good friend of his wearing the shirt. And she's definitely Ethiopian. You know,
nice.
It's kind of cool. I met yesterday with a gentleman who is going on a trip to Norway later this year. And he said, give me a shirt. I'll leave it in Norway. So that's how we're getting them foreign, because it's very expensive to ship foreign. But I can ship them anywhere in the United States. It's not that expensive to ship domestically. So that's how we've shipped. We've got shirts in New York and Boston and Florida, Texas.
Is there a website where people can see the different shirts that you have? You have so many different colored shirts.
We are just putting the final touches, so you can. We'll have an e-commerce site. Okay. So from Kick and Cancer, you can actually see the different colors and the styles. There was a couple components we had to fix or finish doing, but that's now almost ready to launch.
Okay. So this one that you have right now, it's a red one. It's got the United States on it, and it's got KSLM up there. Wait a minute, where's my name? I don't see my name. I don't see my picture. I don't see my name.
One, two,
hey, this interview's
two,
over. Zero. Get out of here.
I think this is your number at the prison. One,
yeah,
two,
I'm
two,
sure it
zero.
Is. Yeah. I have frequent flyer mileage there.
Okay. Well, I'm on a work release program from the mental hospital. I just want you to know that.
I believe it. I believe every bit of it.
But all this right. is going to be a fun shirt. KSLM has a lot of listeners, and we're selling. You know what? If you want a red Kicking Cancer shirt, you can only get that through KSLM.
Sure.
And join the movement and help us get into more states. So okay. that's the fun thing
so
here.
So you have a festival or something coming up? What's that all about?
Yeah, one of my goals in the third year, which we're in our third year now, was to actually host a festival.
Okay.
So July the 15th, which is a Thursday, the
I think I got married on that day. Wait a minute. Let me think. I know I got married twice in July. No, it was the 14th. Okay. No, we're okay. The 14th.
Okay. Should I check with Patty? She don't know the dates.
I think she was the one I think I married in July.
Okay. So on the Jennifer Beaumont that we...
Get me in trouble, Baron.
I'm trying.
I know you are.
I'm trying. So Jennifer Beaumont works for the Corvallis Knights, and they were very grateful for us supporting her last quarter.
Okay.
So they're going to host a baseball game on the 15th of July. They're calling it Strike Out Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a 50-50 raffle. It'll be a fundraiser. We'll bring a lot of our volunteers down at that game. So it'll be the first day of the festival. Go to a baseball game in Corvallis, Goss Stadium, where the national champion Beavers played baseball. On Friday, the 16th, McNary Golf Course has agreed to hold a charity golf tournament.
Oh, nice.
And Mike says he wants to get involved in playing this thing, so I'm looking forward to Mike being involved with the golf tournament. And then on Saturday, the Walkers out of Volcano Stadium have agreed to finish this thing at Volcano Stadium.
What are they going to do out there?
We'll do another one of our walks in the morning, and then we're discussing a variety of things to do inside of the park. So it'll be fun no matter what we do. We're going to start by kicking cancer on the AstroTurf.
You're just trying to get me thrown off radio, aren't you?
Then we're going to kick cancer on the grass, but we'll finish kicking
cancer. Another one?
Yeah, we're going to kick cancer on the asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to go on.
You're such a chump. You are such a chump. All right.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be in mid-July?
Yeah, that'll be mid-July. Mid-July. Okay. The other thing I'm really excited is we did a big fundraiser at the end of last year, and we're going to launch what is going to be a pinnacle program for our organization called Pathways. So if you go to our website, under programs, it talks more about Pathways. Robin Paulison is the director of this this program, and it's a one-on-one mentoring program for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about the families going through cancer, mom's got breast cancer, dad's taking her to Portland to whatever it needs to be done. And the kids kind of get lost in the shuffle. No one's there to help them with homework, take them to activity. They get distressed because mom's got cancer. So we're going to bring volunteers in on a one-on-one mentoring basis with the kids, and we launch that January 1st.
That's so important because, again, you and I have talked before, I've lost both my mom, my dad, and my brother to cancer. When we lost my dad, I was 7 years old, and I didn't understand what it was all about. And back then, they didn't tell you, this is your dad's sick. You know, that's the way you found out. And so I think that's so important now to have somebody that can sit down with a kid because it's a scary thing.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to explain to them, this is what's happening.
Yeah. And the kids get confused. They get stressed. I know my sister Brenda has three kids, and the youngest has never really dealt very well with the fact that Brenda got cancer.
Sure.
So we want volunteers to come in, spend time with the kids. You know, once the COVID rules change, we'll take them to Bullwinkle's. We'll take them to Silver Falls on a hike, whatever, and we'll help them with their homework. They'll be well-screened volunteers. They're going to have to pass an FBI background check. We've got insurance to cover whatever
that
happens.
Us out.
I know. You and I can't do it.
No.
Nope. But we'll find, Mike can do it.
There
we'll be
go.
Fine. It'll be a great program. We're excited about it.
Mike, is there some place people can get in touch with you if they wanted to ask you some more questions or maybe get involved a little bit with this?
The website's always the best place to go because there's ways you can contact with me through there. And so either it'd be oddmostpizza.com or cascadeproduce.com. Both ways, they've got some different messenger elements to them. And that's the best way to get a hold of us.
Okay. Baron, it's always a pleasure having you in. Let's plan this again.
I love coming in and talking with you, Terry.
Yeah, I can tell.
And if I'm lucky, I won't get you kicked off radio.
Wouldn't be the first time. So what's your information line? How do people get a hold of you?
They can always go to kicking-cancer.org, and there's all kinds of ways on there to get to contact us. My email address is on there. There's so many great stories on there. Just reach out to our website. We've got so many great resources now. And if you've got questions, just shoot me an email.
All right. Do me a favor. When you talk to Brenda, give her a hug for me.
We'll do it. It'll be a virtual hug over the phone.
There you go. We're just about out of time for today's show. Remember, you can catch our show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and a replay Sundays at 6 p.m. right here on Salem's original radio station, KSLM. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show or would like to hear any of my shows, you can always hear a podcast on our official KSLM website at www.kslm.news or on my official website at www.terrysaul.com. If you would like to drop me a note, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is terry@kslm.news. We'll see you next time. Take care and be safe.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.